Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, Christina, are you still there?
Yes.
That's it. Now you can talk to me sensibly. Now just be, tell me.
Speak to you.
Just talk to me in a good tone, and don't look for love from me. Don't look for something to make you feel better for me. But you need to drop the feelings of anger. That's it. That's what causes you to be more angry. Go ahead. I'm listening. Just quiet. Nice and gentle. Go ahead. Talk to me.
I'm sorry, I was so upset.
Oh, that's all right. I'm glad you're sensible.
I've been through a lot.
But so have I. I'm 88, almost 88 years. You can't believe what I've been through. It only made me a better man. And I was hoping that getting you to stay calm and balanced is best for you and your children.
Yes. I don't have my children. I'm sad.
But you're driving them away. But with your need for love. You need someone to love you, and you can't get it from your six-year-old kid without destroying him. And if you can't get it from him, maybe you hate him. Because he's asking for love, but he wants love from you, and you can't give it. So you can reject him that way. You can act like you're sicker than he is, and he has to be, give you a little comfort. See? You don't know what you're doing. You have no idea how destructive you are. And who I would never, never allow you to cause me to give you comfort. I'm not going to give you. I need to make you worse. I need to make you wake up and face the pain of your own hatred and the hatred of your parents. You need to go back to your parents and see that. Tell me about your parents. Tell me.
Okay.
What did your parents do to you that you're doing to your kids?
I understand. I understand that I'm doing what they did, and I don't understand why.
All you need to do is have the courage to turn to your six-year-old, say whatever his name is, say Joey. Joey, you know your mother has been a selfish mother. I didn't realize. I have been broken by my mother, and I'm doing to you what was done to me. I did not see it. I'm just beginning to wake up from my hypnotic state. I want to love you, but I don't want to. I don't want to take anything from you. I just don't want to hurt you. I don't know. I've not been able to fix myself. I couldn't see that was wrong with me. Jesus says, "Forgive them, Father, for they don't know what they're doing." That's the last thing he says. You are not responsible for this. You are inheriting that behavior. And you need to tell your six-year-old, he'll understand, but mommy, she's become the thing she hates. And I can't help hurting you. I'm sorry. He will understand you. If you talk to him quietly, not begging, if you used to pull him aside, I've been doing wrong to you, but it was done to me, and I didn't know I was doing it. See, and I couldn't stop it when I did know I was doing it. I couldn't stop it. So all that, you're a man. You have a son. See, so you talk to him like a man. If you, as a woman, talk to your son like the husband you want is in there. My mother got it from me when I was 12. I was able to take the place of my father, and she loved me for it. My brother got jealous of the fact that I was able to take the place of my father, which is silly. But I was able to, and she would talk to me and counsel me, and I would give her answers she couldn't come up with. Your son is a man, and you must recognize that in you, that you don't need to be a mother to him per se. What you can do now is, he is superior to you. He sees your misery and suffering. He doesn't know what to do, but if you turn to him and say, sorry, I did not know what I was doing. It's very strange that a person cannot know it, but when you hate somebody, when I hated my mother and my father, whatever it was, I became them. And I was doing that to you and I didn't see it. That's all. So don't let people make you angry, Johnny. Don't let people, don't let me make you angry. I didn't mean to. Isn't that sweet? Hold on, hold on. We'll be right.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Now, that gentleman is my friend. He died 25 years ago, but he's still here with me. Christina, are you there, young lady? Are you there? Christina? David, is she there? Can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you.
That's good. Now, here's you asking me for help, right?
Yes.
Stop being sorry for yourself. Stop being angry with yourself. Okay? It's silly. And realize, stop looking for answers from people they haven't got. The answer is inside you already. It's be still and know. Just keep your eyes closed. I'm talking to you. And while I'm talking to you, just be aware of your existence. Just be aware of your existence. You lost the sense of existing. You were sort of swallowed up with anger and frustration and not knowing what to do and doubt and fears. You were drowning in it. And nobody comes to the rescue. All you get is the worst kind of people coming towards you. You're like a person in a swamp, like an animal in the swamp, and it's sinking in the swamp, and the other animals seeing it sinking will jump on it. The Brea tar pits, you've got pictures of that, of an animal sinking in the swamp, helpless, and the other animals jumping on it to eat it, and they go down together. See? So, your child needs...
I have two children.
Both need it. You have both boys or what?
Huh?
But are they both boys?
Yes.
Male?
Yes. Which is the oldest?
Which is the wisest or oldest? Which one is wise to you?
Ezekiel.
How old is he?
He's six.
Do you know that six-year-old is superior to you? At this moment, don't get angry when I say this, but he's closer to God than you are, much closer. You understand that? So therefore, since he's a boy, a man in the making, you need to turn to him and say, help me understand this, please. I'm sorry I did this to you. You know what he'll say? Don't worry, Mom, I understand. He will if you, with grace, don't be afraid. Don't look for answers from people. You'll be the creature in the swamp with all the other people tearing you and eating you while you're sinking all together. That's why you're in such a shape. Calm down. Nobody can help you. I can only help you see how you have inherited this state of mind, inherited, and you're passing it on to the kids. And and nobody else, you can't go to psychiatrists, they don't understand anything that I'm saying to you. You and I understand, you're calmer now, aren't you? Yes. So now, you need to turn to your son, who you hurt, and say, look to him and say, I've been looking for love in all the wrong places, and I didn't know how to love you. I wanted love from somebody, and every time I loved somebody, all I got was someone that used me and pounced on me while I was sinking in the swamp. You don't have to say that to me. I'm just saying that to you, just to reinforce the meaning of it. So I want you to do this. Is he in the house now?
No, I don't live with him. I'm separated. I got divorced.
I understand.
He lives with his father,
but calm down. But you got it. Let's talk about your husband in a minute. In order for you to be able to reach your son and love him, and love him in a way by putting him in a position where he can talk to you with his heart. See? That's all. And you have to have that state of mind. So, you see what I was teaching you just now? I was teaching you how to meditate. And it's not easy to do when a person is freaking out like you've been. But you are much calmer now. And the only way you can ever achieve anything is to stay calmer and stop and look at your own angers and frustrations. See, because the more you fight to control what's happening to you by any means, in order to create a better state within yourself, all you're doing is fighting under an animal law and turning yourself into an animal and turning other people into extensions of you and destroy everything around you, including yourself. Anger will kill you. Stress will make you stronger if you stand back. Stand back from the stress. Look at your own stress condition and stand back and just watch it. And don't try to figure it out. Just watch it. Like a light is coming through you. Like a light is coming through you and going out into the world. Like the sunlight comes to your eyes, so the inside of your eyes, your eyelids, light is shining on those eyelids. That's why you can see it. If you sit in the dark, you can still see light on your eyelids. That's because you're objective and you're closer to God at that point. I didn't tell you that, but that is the case. Now you let me let you go now, and you call me tomorrow. Promise.
Huh?
Go. Do you have a computer?
No.
You don't have an iPhone?
No. No.
Are you around anybody who has a computer?
No.
You go to a public, can you go, is there a public library nearby?
Yes.
Go there and use the computer and go to antidoteforall.com. Antidote. See, it's an antidote. And it's a 7-minute meditation that will calm you down and give you power over wickedness. The wickedness done to you and the wickedness that's coming to you. Because the more angry you get, the more wickedness comes to you. It will eat you alive. The more it loves you, the more it will suck your life out. And the more angry you are, the more angry you become.
I don't want it anymore. I don't.
Well, if you don't want to be.
I don't want the anger. I don't want it.
But then I'm going to show you how to do that. Now, listen. Let's do that one more time. Now that you are calm, I'll give you another shot. Please follow my instructions, will you? Now you're more sober. Close your eyes. Tell me when your eyes close set.
Should I lay down?
No, you can lay down if you want to, yes. That would be fine. I'll be okay with that. Are you laying down now? Well, just respond to me so I can move forward with you.
Okay.
You've got to respond or I can't help you. I can't hear it. I got to be able to hear it on this end.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay, sorry. Nice and clear. Nice and crisp and clear. Yes, that's about right here. Or no. Now, Close your eyes. Is the room dark? I hope the room is dark.
So, no, it's not dark because there's a light on.
All right. Well, but never mind you. You'll do this exercise by yourself. We turn the light up. Then you'll see more clearly the little pixels moving across the screen of your mind. It isn't just something to do with the eyelids. It has to
do. Can I turn off the light? I can turn off the light.
Turn it off. That's good.
It's dark. Good.
Yeah, look, but don't be too long because we're on the radio. Okay?
Hey.
Okay,
it's
now.
Dark.
You know, that's good. Now close your eyes. Now look at your eyelids. Now you've got to see something. The little pixels, different colors, moving across the screen of your mind. Yes or no?
No.
No, it has to be there. Do you see black?
See black.
Yes. That's the darkness. Everybody who sees black is possessed.
Jeez.
You have a possession in you.
I don't want
you. Have a dark side in you. It's got to that. Okay. David, did you say something? I'm sorry. Not yet.
No.
I know. No, I can't pull it out of you right now. You could just do as I ask you to do where you come in. You did very good a little while ago. So now, Christina, close your eyes. I want you to, now, if it's black, there's still one more thing you can do. You're still aware that it's black, correct?
I see I see some light.
It lights
a
coming.
Bit.
A light is
a
coming.
A little bit.
Yes.
It's like a diamond shaped.
That's it. That's it.
Like around. It goes around.
No.
There's darkness in the middle, but around.
No, that's good. That's
light.
Good. That's good. Look at the darkness, and then wait for the light. Don't force it. Just look at the darkness. And know that you need light. That's all. That's all. So don't cry for it. Don't ask for it. But know that you need it. Because darkness means you're disconnected from your Creator. But the little brightness that you have right now is the beginning of your relationship with God. Believe it or not. He will take away all your problems. He will. So just close your eyes. Look at your eyelids. Just that. It's as simple as that. Just look at your eyelids until it starts to, like little pixels, I can't describe it. It's two little colors, little things moving. And there's no thoughts there. You've left your thoughts behind. And so look at the darkness, if there's only darkness. And then some light will come into it. Some light comes into it. It will. Now, let's go with your fingers. Be aware of your first finger of your right hand. Now be aware that it exists. As if you can look, don't look sideways with your eyes. Just be aware that your right finger of your right hand, the first finger of your right hand, exists. If I tell you to think of your nose, you feel a funny feeling in your nose. You would. See? And now do the same thing. Be aware of the first finger, or be aware that it's there. That's all. I didn't ask you to make it feel like anything, but it will tingle just a little tiny bit. And then go to the next finger. And just as you become aware of it, you can almost see an image of your hand there, because you have a hand within a hand. You have a spiritual hand as well as a corporeal hand, a human hand. You have a spiritual hand inside the hand. That's what is looking for love from you, through you. And if you just do this, what I'm telling you, you are becoming still, and you will know. You will know without knowing why you know. Everything will be at peace, all by itself, without any of your effort at all, and never will be effortful at all. And just keep the finger, third finger, fourth finger, little finger. Now, start again. Tingle the first finger, the second, third, keep looking at your eyelids. Think pinky finger, thumb finger. Do it round and round. And listen to me. As you begin to see little bits of light, it's coming through you. And it's shining on your eyelids. That little tiny little sparkle is the beginning of the rest of your life. Open your eyes now. Okay. And we'll just talk just a little bit more. Hi, Christina.
Hi.
No, you talk to me nice and easy. I'm your friend. One of the few friends you've got. You can call me anytime you want to. And maybe we'll make a special thing of it. Give you my phone number in case. Because you are meant to make sure you're settled. But if you will go to the library and go to... Can you write something down? You can open your eyes now and write it down. It's antidoteforall.com. There's no charge for it. So you don't have to have any money for that. Okay? Now, you're in much better shape now than you were before. All your screaming for help only bring the devil. It all will bring the animals that jump on you, and you all sink together. See that?
How do you spell antidote?
Yeah. Antidote.
Yes.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, antidote is antidote with an I. A-N-T. Antidote. See,
D-O-A-T.
Yeah, antidote. Yes, it's just like two words together. For all. .com. For all.
Oh,
one word.
Oh, okay. So, antidote. For all.
You help a little bit. I had a sneeze there, just said David.
Yeah, Christina, antidote for all, FORALL.com.
Now, you go, tomorrow you go to the library, but you practice this tonight. It's very simple, and don't put any will into it. If you find yourself in thoughts, just reboot, start again. And just be aware of your fingers, and just being aware of them should make, just be, no effort. Just know that it exists. And pretty soon you'll know that you exist differently from other people. Trust me, it's very simple. There's no effort required. Good night, Christina. Stay calm. Go to your library tomorrow. Will you please? Okay?
Okay.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. God bless you. Stay calm. Stop thinking about stuff. Don't look for anything except the truth that sets you free. Understand that people around you do not know what they're doing. Jesus says, forgive them, Father. I'll just add something to it. For none of the people around you know what they're doing. They just think they know that it's them. But everybody who is an appeaser, and everybody who's a bully or can change into an appeaser, because a bully can be strong before the weak and weak before the strong. So he has plays two roles. So you have to learn to deal with the sly ones that are playing with you. Don't look for answers because they cannot give it to you. It's not there. Psychiatrists, psychologists, doctors don't understand this. It's too simple. And it's so simple and effective, you see, it puts everybody out of business. That's why. And it will take Congress out of business. The government's out of business. Just when people understand how beautiful that is, you become independent of, you don't need the energy of anger anymore. You don't need it. It turns you into an animal, not a human.
But the energy that comes from within. Angry, and it's scaring me, you know?
No, but no more. Just look at the anger. Look at the anger. Just watch it.
And my own or theirs?
No, just watch
it.
No, just watch it. Just watch it. Don't talk so much. Just listen to me. Just watch it.
Okay.
Just watch it. Watch the anger and see it and be happy to see it. Oh, I see. I got this from my mother. I got this from my father. We'll talk tomorrow. Okay?
I was sexually abused, so that didn't help.
Okay. God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let me see what we got next. Let's see what I got here. Oh, how can I help daughter? Oh, Bobby. Hello, Bobby, a mess.
Oh, hi. Hi, Uncle Roy. How you doing?
Hello.
It's good. My son, Chris from Massachusetts, called you a month ago. He had a problem with the girl. You told him to let her vent, and... you know, and it's working out good for him. And then I called you last night about my 11-year-old son. He had the video, you know.
Oh, game, yes, you know, yes, yes.
And I have 8 children. I have another one. I know. I'm single with 8 children and I count for all.
You know where they're coming from, don't you?
Oh, yes. The stork. Yeah, but I love them all, and they're my whole life. And I have a 25-year-old daughter, and she's...
Well, if you don't mind me saying so, they shouldn't be your whole life, because sooner or later they are going to be moving away and being their own person, so that you can't nourish them forever. You have to let them free. And you must not. And the only way you can do that is not to get something from them, but to love them so that they appreciate mama, see? It's slowly but surely they leave as the calf leaves the cow. And it's important to the calf that the mother, pushes away from the milk. See that? Never grows up otherwise. Never will survive. So, yes, right now your life is immersed in your children, which is so it should be. What about your husband?
I'm single. I don't have.
You know. You sound. It's a mess.
What?
I'm sorry. Because Bobby could also be a woman, can't it?
Oh yes, it could. Yep. B-O-B-B-I-E. Yeah.
The telephone was just kind of distorted. It didn't have the resonance of the man, that's
it's
right.
Funny,
I apologize.
Hear you really well. I know. Really well when I was listening, but now it's harder to hear you.
Yeah, what it is, it came across on the telephone from my end as a little bit squeaky. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
All right.
They're like 38, 35. You talked to Chris from Massachusetts, then 28 and 25, and then 18, 15, 13, and 11.
Oh.
And, most of them are out on their own.
How old is the daughter you're calling about?
She's 25. And
well, I'm not so sure that's going to be that easy at that age.
No, she's very spiritual. She's looking. She goes to all these gurus and.
So what is the problem then?
Well, she reached out to me recently saying she smokes cigarettes and marijuana and she can't stop.
Oh, well, I tell you what you need to do. You just guide her to Antidote for All.
I bought her the cassette tape for the whole thing, but she kind of listened to it a little bit.
What you need to do is only give her the 7-minute one. And just take her to a computer and show her where that is. Antidote for All. .com. Say, now I'm going to leave you alone for 7 minutes. That's all. And that's all I can tell you. Thank you very much. Excuse me. Please call me on the radio. If you're still listening, this is a break, so you may not hear me. The station sometimes will have commercials in my stead. But if you can hear me, please support the program with your tax-deductible donations. It doesn't have to be a lot. There must be hundreds of thousands who listen to me and don't lift a finger and get help and don't give it. You lift their finger to know that $10 or $5. If I could have thousands and thousands of people who listen, hundreds of thousands of people with just a couple of dollars. But they don't. They go about their business. So I love your program. It's just very interesting. And what are you getting from it? And knowing that I have no sponsors, only you. That's all. You're the only sponsor. You don't hear me begging. I'm just reminding you, this is not a commercial program. It's on commercial stations because they seem to like the program, because you can't say anything. You know, if you have a commercial station, you could have also a spiritual program like this. But the fact that this is exactly what is similar to Trump. In other words, what you see is what you get. And it comes from the heart. And it doesn't matter if it's a little rough. It's real. It doesn't matter if you have some of these feelings. Some of you get hurt feelings. It's real. Live with it. Get upset with me. Don't help you a bit. I'm trying to teach you not to be upset. You should. But you see, some of you listening to this program know how upset controls. That's how you get your way with people. So for this to become knowledgeable and well known is create a big hullabaloo. See, because lots of people like you listening, hating me because you've just been found out. But just being found out is a good thing, because it could be, my God, I'm doing this too. I'm doing to somebody what someone did to me. Oh my goodness me. So you see, there's a value in it, but I can't tell you how you should take me. It's either you have an inclination, and then it's of grace, and say, wow, I never thought of that before, and appreciate me. That's all. That's all I need to help you. Just listen. Let it go in one ear, come out the other. It's called an epiphany. All right. 800-866-8883 is the number to call on my radio show. It's 6 o'clock in the evening, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9. And the office number, you might want to take a note of, 800-877-3227. 800-877-3227, West Coast time. Thank you. And then you need to go to my website. But the antidote for all you got, I'm sure. But then the antidote for all the thing is really called the 7-minute meditation. That's all it takes. And there's no religious jargon. There's no religious, but yet there is. Yet there is. But you won't see it. You won't see the beautiful thing coming to you. And you may wake up also seeing the dark side of yourself.
With Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Well, I do hope you've been enjoying the program. And we had some very interesting callers. And you saw and understood, I hope, its relevance to all of you. Everything you've heard this evening is wrong with you. It just takes different shapes and forms. You could be a drug addict. You can be an alcoholic. You could be a homosexual. Stress is a hypnotic state to fall into stress. See, so when you fight to control what's coming in from the outside, stress. environment. You're not an animal. See, I'm a person of flesh and blood, and I'm going to have an awareness inside me that I exist. The animals don't have that. They can't appreciate their creator. God makes all kinds of creatures, big and small. Fascinating when you watch it. How did life, what is life? Well, life comes from something super aware. Another realm, if you like. See, so there's, in the middle of two realms, there's this universe. But in the most emerald isle of it, so to speak, is Earth. There probably isn't one. Quite like this one. It may have needed the whole universe to be what it is. So this is. And so that something has to be worked out. Something that could have been worked out when Adam, before he took the fruit, right? And decided he wanted to play God. He'd know right from wrong. And what happens when you're right from wrong? You're disconnected from the life force. And then you have a life from the world around you. And you begin to feel the power of stress. And you may not like this, but Eve is still in every woman. I don't care how pretty she is and how educated she is. An educated woman, a person who's got a real good heart, knows what she needs from a man. My daughter, who's not well right now, she had a little problem. And it's a big problem, really. One I warned her she would have, but I won't go into that right now. You can't make people see things, see, but I'm trying to say these things openly and knowing that someone will say, oh, he's crazy. That's all right. But other people won't see it that way. It can work the other way around, you see. I could say crazy things and convince everybody I was sane. And they would like me for it. But you got somebody up there in the White House that's doing it to you already. They're called liberals. Yes. You see what I'm trying to get? In other words, he loves the worst in people, so they get worse. He's like a dope pusher, and you're the dope. So if you understand that darkness comes up, what comes in and down through you is salvation. But if you look out into the world for the answers and not understand what it means to be still, you will become part of them. I don't care if you're a nice person, you're not nice enough. I don't care if you're a Christian, you go to church every week. It's not enough. It should be that you should go to church until you don't need church. Did you understand what I just said? Or go to the synagogue until you don't need it, until you've discovered what it really is a constitution within you that Adam rejected because of his failure to deal with Eve. So darkness got into Eve and he was seduced, which God knew what he would do. So it made it one man, because you know if you made a whole billions of people, they all make the same mistake and all be hell. So he made only one person, and he gave the freedom to love him or not. See? He gave him the freedom, and he didn't know what was going on either. It didn't matter. He knew, God knows everything, him that made it, that soil into his image, he would fall and he would make the excuses like you do. Don't you know when you have an excuse, you are actually, the excuse is not well, Johnny made me do it, is a simple one. There's probably a whole category of them, and they start all over again. But this one is pretty simple. And Johnny made me do it. See? And that comes to you. And therefore, you have to pass the blame. You have to excuse yourself. And you find other people that also will excuse you. See, that's, you're looking for love in all the wrong places too. Because something's wrong with that relationship. And it goes from generation to generation. So that's what it means to be born in sin. Born into culture that has its own constitution. And America's is the most important constitution in the whole world. There's nothing like it, but we're letting somebody get away with that, but that's not my business right now. It's what happens when good men do nothing. See, that's all. That's the old story. And so when you lose your head, and you lose your anger, and you lose your cool, and you have a fight with your wife. See, and then the kids gets affected, and then the kids grow up in that atmosphere, and you don't know how you've pierced them, every one of them, and every now and then you have one that makes it. But it's a small number. It should be a large number, but the system, there's forces around you. There is the same force, and it operates through the female. And it's not to put you down, ladies. You have it in you to need not a man just to breed. You need to have the man to love the hell out of you. You know that's there. But men do not understand this. See, there are a few people, men, who understand it, and you have a lucky woman. And she may not realize she's lucky, because she can't have a way with that man. When I'm talking about a way, I mean a foolish way. A tempting way. A crazy way. See, a willful way. That has to be stopped. In your family. And it's got to begin with your wife. When your children don't see, you see just love her and love her and love her because you get some feelings from it. That's only just giving yourself to the devil. Just to feel better. You need to learn to leave her alone. And wait for her to invite you to have sex. And then you have to be careful. The morning after, the before. That's how careful you have to be when it comes to being a man. With being married, you have to watch her very carefully and watch how she pretends to love and doesn't see it. And then how she's mean and doesn't see it because she's taking her frustration out on you as a man because a father was no good. See, it could be any of those, but it's all important for God didn't send a woman to do a man's job. You understand that, surely. It has to come through a man. And so we're all born into a culture. Thank God you're born into this culture, but look what's happening to the culture. We're being demoralized. The schools are being demoralized. The music is being demoralized. Everything you see around you is to destroy the family. And it's socialism or communism. Socialism and communism are the same thing. You've got to be very careful of this. You're playing footsies with the devil when you're dealing with the left. That not that the right is also the good, but it's closer. But in its closeness, it's not close enough. As I said, you can be a good Christian by verse and chapter, but if you have to go to church. If you have to go every week to be taught, when will you ever discover the truth for yourself? This man here, I love Lord Jesus. See, I didn't have to change my religion, Jewish, to be what you call a Christian. But he says, and you read it, maybe it passes over you. He says, you need not be concerned with that men should teach you. The Holy Spirit will reveal all you need. Basically, he said that to his apostles. You need not any man teach you. There's got to be a point where you don't need to be taught anymore. You can't go through life going to church, except, you know, on a sort of like a social thing. Okay, that's it. But then you're going to be sharing that light with somebody. The preacher is just trying to hold things together. He's doing a job. But you cannot let him teach you forever. I'm trying to bring to you the system that you are caught up in and help you understand it, to have an epiphany in your mind so clear that slowly but surely you could leave. Excuse me from saying this, I want you to read the Bible, but you don't have to study it and put it in and remember it and recite it and get an applause. See? No. We need a person, we need to be reunited, it's called redemption. So therefore, in our journey, we have never committed a sin, not even if you've murdered somebody. It's not necessarily that you committed a sin. Somebody else committed it through you. The villain is still out there. They made you do it, and they're laughing up their sleeve, so to speak. You're not really getting, mostly, we're not getting the real people that are creating the problems. They're in hiding. You don't see them. They know how to cover themselves. And when they get into the government, which you now have, you see that there's the kind of people in the Congress, you know, I don't know what to say about them. There may be a few good ones there. They're scum. Literally scum. But yet, there are those of you who love scum in power. There's those of you who love Hitler in power. There's those of you who love Stalin in power. It doesn't matter. You love what you hate. See? So your hatred needs to be suckered, okay? And it rises to love you as you are, not for. Right, we're back again. So now, I got a pamphlet here, and if you would like to, oh, by the way, yes, I got a pamphlet here, How Stress Can Kill You or Heal You. It's about 5 pages, and I'm not so sure that it's up there on the, I'll have to check this, but I'm sure it's up there. If I have it on my screen, the chances are up on the web. It's How Stress Can Kill You or Heal You. And I'm about to read a little bit to you. But I looked at my table and realized I've had 2 boxes. Well, I don't know what you call it. One, it's called Understanding Cancer. Cancer was discussed today a little bit. Understand, it's a pack with 4 CDs. I don't know how much it is. Probably around, you know, up near $40, I suppose. But we do need something. But this is me, my voice being much younger. But my friend Paul, he's picking all the good stuff, and he's just putting them into CDs. And I'm just stuck with, you know, getting you to do the 7-minute meditation. But you need to understand yourself a little bit more all by yourself with a CD. So this one's got 4 CDs in it. It's called Understanding Cancer. I don't know what's in it. It's something I've said 20 years ago. Maybe longer. Because I look more handsome here on the picture on here. So it's Understanding Cancer Pack. Number 1 is Understanding the Cause by Roy Masters. Understanding Cancer Pack 2 is CD, The Awful Truth. You've got to have that truth. Then it says Understanding Cancer Pack, Alcoholism, Moms, and Cancer. Okay. Understanding Cancer Pack 3. I got it backwards. That was 4, I just said. Alcohol, Moms, and Cancer. So 1 and 2. I got 2, so worse. Now, the other one is, this one will blow your mind. It is the book. Well, the book is about 300 pages. But this, what I got here, is Understanding Sexuality. One, two, you know, Sexual Conflict and Cause and Cure, part one and two. And then we got, let me see, Special Audio Pack. Is it, I don't know what's here. Love. What's sex got to do with it? That's interesting. I just have to pull it out to see what it is. Okay, call my office. 800-877-3227. I don't think it's up on the screen.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
You know, my mother used to say to me, she was a very outspoken person, very nice lady. What's on my lung is on my tongue. I see, Trump is like that. And in a sense, I'm very similar. I prepare for nothing. I don't know what it is, so why should I prepare for it? I have to have intuition. Always works. Never fails. If there's a failure, it's me trying to think of what I'm going to say, what I'm going to do. See? This program is freefall. Simple. That's what you have to do with life. I love doing this. I love it. And I'm just short of funds, that's all, to reach the rest of America before it falls forever. It doesn't matter about your guns. It's good to have them, but you got to have a heart. And just being a Christian is not good enough. I love Christianity. I love Christendom. I love your Christ. I love him. I have a direct relationship with him. I know it's there. I know it's him. I woke up one morning and said, oh, I was about 35. Oh, that's who you are. And so, let me end with what I begin with. So, yesterday and this morning when I first started to talk, I mentioned a couple of days ago and yesterday, I have a lady who I said, you know, she does a little work for us, voluntary. I said, take care. Thank you. Take care. And she suddenly saw her anger. I said, why are you angry? Because my mother was so cruel. So when she says, take care, I just want to do anything I want. I want to walk across the precipice. I want to do everything. Just the opposite. You don't care of me. And she's a lovely lady. I've been working with her. She used to work for the foundation 14 years. So now she just does some nice things for me since I'm sort of holed up in my house taking care of my wife. So, but you see, taking care is a trigger. There's lots of little triggers in you. I can just remember, you can also be triggered by thinking of your favorite food. The very fact that you think of your favorite food as, I don't have any favorite foods, it's what it is. See, but if you have a favorite food you really like, too bad. It could be that's why you're getting too fat and you're drinking too much of it, too much cheese or whatever it is you eat, because that's a problem, cheese, one of it. But the idea, it takes me back, I've got a few minutes, it takes me back to, I don't think I was married yet. I was at a swimming pool with friends. A big swimming pool, rich people and friends. And I swim, I'm athletic, used to be anyway. Still a bit now, yes. But I'm sitting there, or not sitting there, in the pool with my arms stretched on the concrete like Jesus was on the cross. And my legs were crossed the same way, as if there was nails in it. See that? And I was just resting. And all of a sudden, something says, potato. I said, well, where did that come from? Potato. What's that? And it kept on going on in my head, potato. I don't care so much for the potatoes, but I just didn't understand it. All of a sudden, I had an epiphany. I was looking at a thought. But if I was motivated, if I was angry and frustrated and found and think of a potato to satisfy my hunger, the very fact that you think of potato, see, if it becomes addictive to you, the very fact that it separates you from being involved in what you see. In other words, this is very difficult to explain. I've got just a few minutes to finish it. But potato is no longer a potato. It doesn't make my mouth water. Ice cream or whatever you want to show me doesn't make my mouth water because it's just an object outside me. I don't need anything from it. It took me a long time to understand it. I'm just disconnected from any of the pleasures and any of the pains of being angry and looking for pleasure. Because when you start to look for it, it appears in your head, whatever it is. And in this case, it was, you know, it could be you threw a favorite food like a potato, assuming you loved potatoes. And that would trigger who you are. There's lots of little trigger, just like the lady who said, take care. And I said, take care of her. She got to be resentful towards me just for a second. She says, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have seen it. I see it because if it wasn't for you, I couldn't see it. It was my mother. And I've been doing that all the time. I don't want to have anything to do with that. She's a wicked old witch. And she's saying, take care of me? No, hell, I'm not going to take care of myself. And so she will be walking across a precipice and doing all daring things just to be rebel. Take care, be damned. See? And you see how that keeps you alive. See? So one must be careful about thinking and what triggers you. What triggers you to be upset? What is the memory that's connected? That's the question. It could be a potato. See? It could be someone saying, take care. So, anyway, we're at the end of this hour. I think we're going to have a refeed in the third hour. You need to hear that. You need to hear it. It's important. Thank you very much for supporting my program. Please call my office, 800-877-3227. 800-877-3227. I didn't get to read The Stress Can Kill You or Heal You, but you look on my website and under books, let's see, and you'll...